Blog Talk Radio.
In order to be free, you have to know the truth. Pastor Lionel Gant seeks to use the truth of God's word to help stop the tide of violence and mass incarceration used to enslave people all across this nation. Now, the word of truth by Pastor Lionel Gant.
I am looking for freedom, looking for freedom.
Glory to God. Glory to God. This is Pastor Lionel again coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Let us pray. Father God, we pray for this radio broadcast. We pray for those that are listening to us today. We pray for those that are going to hear this broadcast by podcast. And we ask, Lord Heavenly Father, that you send forth this word and anointing, that you send forth this word and power. And Father God, right now, we ask that you begin to do a new thing in the hearts and minds of the people. And everyone that hears this broadcast, we ask that their lives be changed, be transformed. In the name of Yahshua, your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Y'all, this is the whole truth, nothing but the truth, radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Today, I want to talk with you about covenant. About covenant. You see, unbeknownst to you, each and every one of us have made a covenant with God. In our own personal lives, God is using us as the instrumentality, as he's using us as his own instrument to operate in the earth and to fulfill the covenant that you have made with God. Okay, a lot of things that are happening in your life, a lot of things that have already happened in your life, they happen because of this covenant. Because of this covenant. And you got to realize that this covenant that you made with God on the day that you were saved, on the day that God came into your life, you know, your life was transformed from that point. Your life would never be the same from that moment. Think about it. We're going to go in the book of Isaiah today. And we're going to look at the covenant that God made with Isaiah. And for you to understand what God has done with you, some of you he's called as pastors. Some of you he's called as mothers. Some of you he's called as deacons. Some of you he is called, you know, to be his prophets, to be his leaders in the kingdom of God. And there is nothing little about the work that you are doing. There's nothing small about the covenant that God has made with you. There's nothing small about the mission that God has given you. Your mission is very important. I think about my mother, Evelyn Constance Sims, and I think about her often, how God called her to be a prayer warrior. And she actually kept a running journal on her prayers, and she kept a running journal on the events that was happening in the lives of her children, her grandchildren, and their children. And every day that she prayed, she made a note to herself about what she was praying and what was going on in our lives. And, you know, it was amazing for me to discover her journal and to see the things that she was praying for, and to let you know that some of those things that she was praying for, they are yet coming to pass right now in the lives of my life, in the lives of my children, in the lives of my family. And we see that God answers prayers even from the grave. God is answering the prayers of those saints that have prayed before us. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I'm going to ask you to go in your Bible to the book of Isaiah, the 6th chapter. And before you go there, I'm going to read to you out of the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter. Which I told you that all this year, we're going to be literally in Genesis, in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th and 14th verse. Why am I taking a whole year to just expound on the 15th chapter of the book of Genesis? I want you to know how important this is and that we are actually living in Bible prophecy right now. These things that were given to Abraham back in those days, they are fulfilling themselves right now in our lifetime. The 15th chapter of the book of Genesis says, 13th and 14th verse, it says, and I'm just calling it from memory, I'm not turning back there, because I need you to get into the book of Isaiah, the 6th chapter, and I need you to go to the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter, because we're going to cover some things in the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. But today, I want to express to you about covenant and what we have done. You know, how you have done and made a shipwreck out of your life by not fulfilling the covenant of God. All right, y'all. This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. Hurry up and get to the book of Isaiah, the 6th chapter, and I need you to get in the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter, because we're going to cover some things. Now, I express to you that all this year we're going to be in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, the 13th and the 14th verse. And what it explains to you is that God told Abram, know for sure that your descendants, that your offspring, a generation to come, is going to be captive, is going to be mistreated and mishandled in a land that is not their own, in a new land that is not their own. And they're going to have to suffer in that new land for 400 years. And we know that the first slave ships came to America in the 16th century, and we know that 2019 marked the end of that 400 years that we've been in captivity in this Americas, and we are literally living out that prophecy, that Bible prophecy, right now in our lifetime, and. You can research the Bible. I tell you, whatever I preach to you, whatever I teach to you, you are more than happy to go, and I invite you to research what I'm telling you. Go back and find out for yourself. You're going to see that this is the whole truth, nothing but the truth. All right. What God told Abram is that know for sure that your descendants are going to be suffering in a strange land for 400 years. But the 14th verse says that, but after that 400 years, God is going to judge those nations that judge us. God is going to judge them. And what you're seeing happening right now before your eyes, you're seeing the judgment of God upon those people who afflicted us. And every nation that took part in the slave war, every nation that took part in the Atlantic slave trade, you see those countries are suffering right now. Okay, they call it a pandemic and they call it all kinds of different names, but the bottom line is that the wrath of God is set upon those nations that afflicted his people. And children of the living God, if you don't know by now, you should know that you are the descendants of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob. That American, black American, you are the tribe of Judah. You are the ones that God set down, and you are the chosen people of God. And the reason why you was hunted down, the reason why the Pope put out a papacy in the 14th century that each and every one of us, that the nation of Israel should be hunted down and that we should be put in perpetual slavery. Yes, that came from the Catholic Pope. You can go and research that and you can look it up and you'll find out for yourself that they weren't looking for just any black people in Africa to put in slavery, but they were looking for a particular nation of people, and that was the nation of Israel. That was you and I that they were searching for. And we are coming from the tribe of Judah, which the word of God said that the tribe of Judah would be scattered all over the world. And we are fulfilling that prophecy right now. You are walking in Bible prophecy right now. As the children of Israel, all the things that you've suffered here in the Americas, it was preordained and it was predestinated by God. And now what you are suffering from, the things that we've gone through, the enslavement, the discrimination, the lynching, the raping of our mothers, the raping of our women, all these things that have come to pass, they came to pass as fulfilling the judgment of God upon the nation of Israel. And we still don't get it. We're still running around here playing church instead of building the kingdom of God. God created us to be the kingdom of God. He created us to walk in his example for the whole world to see what the children of God are, and he wanted us to be his reflection to the people of the world of what God is, of who God is. And we haven't gotten it yet because we're still running around here playing church. We're still running around here trying to build cathedrals for God when God has commanded us to be something greater than that. He commanded us to be his kingdom, to be the kingdom of God represented on earth. And that's bigger than any church you can see. That's bigger than anything, any mindset that you have today. So today, I want to remind you of the covenant that you made with God. On the day that you were saved, the day that you were baptized in the Holy Spirit, the day that God gave you your commission, the day that God made that covenant with you, I want to take you back to that day. I want to take you back to that day when you realize that you made a covenant with God. And this covenant with God is not something to be taken lightly. What God has commanded you to do, he's expecting you to do it. And if you don't fulfill the covenant of God, that's probably why you're having so many hard times. That's probably why the things that are happening in your life, the things that are happening to your children, the things that are happening all around you, it's because you have not heeded to the covenant that God made with you. You've gone off doing something else. And God had to rebuke me. God had to do the same thing to me. I'm not preaching to you something that I haven't been through. I'm preaching you to something that I have lived through, that I tried to run from the covenant of God. I tried to run. When God called me and sent me on my mission, and when I was a young man, I was excited about it. As I got older and began to see what God was actually calling me to be, oh, I ran. Just like a lot of us have done, I tried to get away from the covenant of God. But that you're not going to be able to do it. You're going to have to come back to fulfill the covenant that God has gave you. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel again coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And before we get in the Word, I guess again, you know, we're going to pray again and ask God to enlighten the hearts and minds of people and open up their eyes to the Word of God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask right now that you touch our hearts, Lord, touch our minds. Dear Heavenly Father, we're asking right now that you open up our understanding, open up our eyes that we can see you clearly, that we can see your word and understand what this means for us, not just off the words of the off the pages, But we're asking, oh, Heavenly Father, that you open up the words of God in our heart, in our minds, in our understanding, that we might know the purpose and the fulfillment of your word in our lives. Father God, we give you all the honor. Yah, we give you all the glory. Yah, we give you all the praise. In the name of Yahshua, your son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And thank God. Y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. This is Pastor Lionel again coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And we're going to go in the book of Isaiah, the sixth chapter. And remember, we're going to be talking about covenants today. We're going to be talking about covenants today. So I want you to understand, you know, when God called you, when you came to the Lord newly, when you came to him that first day, God gave you a covenant. God gave you a plan for your life. God gave you a mission for your life. Now, how you fulfill that mission, will determine where you are in Christ today, where you are in the covenant of God today. And as I told you before, the reason why some of you are having so many problems, the reason why so many disasters are happening in your life is because you have failed to fulfill that covenant with God. We saw what happened to the nation of Israel when God made a covenant with them in the wilderness with Moses, and then they forsook the covenant that they made with God. We saw the punishment that came down on them. And right now, the punishments that are coming down on you in your life are simply because you have not fulfilled, you have forgotten about that covenant you made with God. All right, let's get in the Word. In the book of Isaiah, the sixth chapter, it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple, meaning that, you know, from his robe, the train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim. Each one had six wings with twine, with two wings covering his face. With twine, with two wings, he covered his feet. With twine, with two wings, he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with the smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone. For I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand. And he had taken with the thongs from off of the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquities is taken away, and thy sin purged. And also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. ninth verse. And he said, and God said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the hearts of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and convert and be healed. Then said I, Lord, how long? And he answered, until the cities be waste without inhabitants, and the house without man, and the land be utterly desolated. And the Lord hath removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land, but yet in it shall be a tenth, and it shall return, and shall be eaten, and as teal tree, and as an oak, whose substance is in them when they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. You see, the word of God is absolute. The word of God is powerful. That even in the calling of Isaiah, when he was called into the ministry, when God made that covenant with him, even God gave forth the knowledge of the prophecy that these people that you see today, they're going to lose their home. They're going to lose their land. They're going to be thoroughly desolated and destroyed where they are in the land of Israel. And they're going to be moved. We know that they went down into Africa fleeing the Roman government. And from there, they were captured and put in slavery and taken to far land. They were taken to the Bahamas. They were taken to Jamaica. They were taken to Central America, to Panama, to Haiti, to all these different places. We were scattered to Brazil, to South America. We were scattered to North America. We were scattered in slavery all around the world. And even in this scripture, in the sixth chapter of the book of Isaiah, God is foretelling of this that was going to happen to his people. This is not something, we read the Bible 1,000 times, but we never saw the fulfillment of the word of God until this day and time. You see, God had to open up our eyes. God kept us. You see, God said he was hoping that we wouldn't, as I read to you in the sixth chapter, in the ninth through the 13th verse, God was saying that, they're going to have eyes to see, but they're going to have ears to hear it, but they're not going to be able to hear it. God had to open up our understanding. God had to open up our ears. He had to open up our minds that we could understand the word of God. We could not see it. We could not see it. We did not even know who we were. When we were carried into the United States, enslaved in the United States, we didn't know, you know, they took away our inheritance. They took away our language. They took away everything about us that would relate to us, who we were and where we came from. What, you know, they did, you know, this nation was founded off of racism. This nation was founded off of separation because they didn't want us to know who we were. They didn't want us to know that we were the children of the Most High God, that we were the children of Israel, that we were the children that this Bible is all about. This Bible is not just the Bible. This is our history. This is the story of our life. This is the story of our ancestors. This is the story of where we came from, how we got started. This is the story of us. So it was important that they kept it away from us. It was important that they deceived us about the word of God. you know, to make it make us think that, you know, they whitenized it. They made all the characters in the Bible white. When the truth of the matter is that all of these characters that you're reading about in the Word of God, they are you and me. They are black like you and me. They are people of color like you and I. All right? This is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. I just read to you the 6th chapter of the book of Isaiah, the covenant that God made with Isaiah. Now, you got to realize that when you came to the Lord, you probably didn't write this down like Isaiah did, but you should have. And I'm gonna encourage you to go ahead on and pick up your pen and paper, and or get in your iPad or get in your phone or to go ahead and type it up for yourself so that you can see for yourself the covenant that you made with God. I want you to see what you have with God and the covenant that you made with God. All right. And what God called you to do on the first day that you came into the knowledge of him, the first day that you came into the ministry, the first day that you came into the calling of God, it's the same thing that God is requiring you to do today. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel again coming to you live. And once again, I'm coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. All right. We see in this covenant that God made with Isaiah that he foretold of the prophecies to come. And he's given him his job to preach to a people that's a stubborn people, that's a people that ain't gonna wanna hear. Just like we're preaching in today's time, where they're trying to make up every reason in the world why not to believe in the Word of God. They're coming up with all kinds of theories about Jesus Christ, and they're coming up with all kinds of theories of trying to get you to denounce the Bible, trying to get you to not fulfill the covenant. But the covenant that God made with you on the very first day that you were called in the ministry, or the very first day that you were saved, that is the covenant that God is expecting you to live by and go by right now. Let's go in the book of Genesis 17th chapter. And we're dealing with Abraham now and his covenant. All right. Now, remember that Abraham's life was broken down in his life was broken down in that he was going to be the father of nations. But as of now, you know, as God was calling him to be the father of nations, and he was complaining that, Lord, I ain't even, you know, me and my wife, we've been trying, but as of now, we haven't even seen the promises of God. All right, let's go into the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis, and let's see what Abraham had to deal with. All right, it says, and when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. I am Almighty Yah. When you see the word God, it was the word Yah, meaning that the God of all right? But in the English language, they use the word G-O-D, God. But we're talking about Yah. We're talking about Yah in the Hebrew language, all right? The Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless. You see that we saw how Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, the 6th chapter, how the seraphim took the hot coal and placed it upon his lip and purged him of all of his iniquities and purged him of all of his sins. Church of a living God, before God sends you on your mission, you're going to have to be purged of your sin. You're going to have to be purged of your ungodliness. You're going to have to be purged of your lips, because your lips is the main thing that's separating you from God. The words that are coming out of your mouth is the very thing that's separating you from God. So your lips have to be purged, meaning that you have to be clean, that you have to be renewed in the spirit. And right now, I'm praying that as this word goes forth right now, that we're placing this hot coal upon your lip, we're purging you all over again so that you could go out to do the work of God. It's very important that you fulfill the covenant that God has made with you. And I'm asking you, if you can remember what God told you when you first got saved, that you need to write down, because that's exactly the covenant that you made with God, and that's exactly what your life is supposed to be doing right now in the lives of others. All right, 17 chapter 2nd verse, it says, "And I will make my covenant between me and you." God is making a covenant between you and him. God is making a covenant between me and you. All right. And I will multiply and increasingly multiply you exceedingly, Then Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold. Then Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham, for I have made you the father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make you nations of you, and kings shall come from you, and I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generation for an everlasting covenant to be God, to be your God, and to you and your descendants after you. Also, I give to you and your descendants after you the land in which you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, as an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." And the Lord said to Abram, "As for you, you shall keep my covenant, and you and your descendants after you throughout their generation. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall be circumcised in the flesh of their foreskin, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you." You know, Church of the Living God, this covenant was covered by the circumcision of every male born into the kingdom of Israel. As you may not know why the circumcision was so important for us, you know, but now you see it right here in the Word of God, that God made a covenant between Abram and the descendants of Abraham. And we are the descendants of Abraham. We have the covenant of circumcision, and it's been going on in our generation for a long, long time. Now I'm asking you to search out your Bible, to renew the covenant that God has made with the children of Israel. We are of the tribe of Judah. We need to know who we are, and we need to keep the covenant of God. It was because it was the reason why we were taken into captivity, the reason why we went into slavery, is because our ancestors failed to keep the covenant with God. And the covenant with God is that we keep his commandment, that we obey his commandment. Now, it's nothing hard. It's not that God is trying to punish you. No, he's trying to sustain you. He's trying to keep you alive. He's trying to make sure that your generation lives to the next generation. And from generation to generation that we carry this covenant, that we carry this covenant that God has made with us. Now it's time for you to remember what God called you to do and your covenant with God. What did God tell you to do? When you first got saved, when you first came to the knowledge of God, you know, like I said, I used my mother's example where she had to become a prayer warrior, where she began to pray. Her mission was to pray and to uphold the body of Christ. I mean, every time I went out, every Sabbath day, we had service. We had a service where we went out to witness to the children of God. We went out to witness to people. We went out to food at the church, and we had a celebration every Saturday. Every Saturday we went out to witness somewhere. We had service in the church, and we went out to witness on that day. And then on Sunday we had our praise and our worship service. We gave God the first day of the week. Okay, but we honored the Sabbath day every Saturday. Okay, this is the whole truth, nothing but the truth radio broadcast. Church of a Living God, you got to realize that you are literally walking on the pages of prophecy right now. By being in the United States of America, by being here for 400 years, from 1600 to 2019, we fulfilled that 400 years, that 400 years covenant that God had, that God had made with his people, saying that because of our ancestors, we're going to be captive in a strange land for 400 years. And now we're seeing the return of Israel back to the Holy Land. Now we're seeing that God is fulfilling his covenant with us, that God is doing exactly what he said he was going to do in his word, and he's fulfilling his word right before our eyes. All right, y'all, this is the whole truth, nothing but the truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And we're halfway into our broadcast right now. And you know, for those of you that have the ability to call in, I thank you for calling in. I thank you for being on the line. I thank you for being with us today. I want you to renew your covenant with God today. I want you to think about what God called you to do, what God called you to do. You're wondering why there's no peace in your life. You're wondering why you're having hard times. I would ask you to review the covenant that you made with God. What did God call you to do? Okay, yeah. We go to church, we do all these things, but God has called you to fulfill a specific mission. He's called you to do something great in your life. I mean, if God has just called you to usher, to stand on the door, then God has called you for a mission. And that mission should be ushering not only at the church doors, but when you're outside in the streets. You know, you should be the usher leading people to God. You should be the usher, you know, guiding people in and out to God. You should still be the deacon outside of the church walls. When you go on your job, you still should be the deacon. You still should be leading people to Christ. When you go to your family, you know, when you go to visit them, you should be that anchor. You should be that one that leading them to Christ. The work of God is not inside of the church walls. The work of God is outside of the church walls. You know, we see Jesus Christ on the hilltop feeding the 5,000. We see Jesus Christ by the seashore ministering to the needs of the people. You know, we see Jesus Christ in the marketplace ministering the word of God to the people. And we should work outside of our church walls. It's time for us to come outside those church walls. It's time for us to do the work of God. It's time for us to fulfill the covenant that God has made with you in your life. As we saw the covenant that God made with Abram, changing his name from Abram to Abraham, to the father, not just the father, but to the father of nations. We see the covenant that God made with Isaiah. He made a covenant with him. He gave him a mission. He gave him a mission, and he told him the outcome of his mission. Don't be discouraged. When God tells you that he's sending you to a people that got ears, but they're not going to hear, believe God. When God is telling you that he's sending you to a people that got eyes to see, but they're not going to see, believe him. But still preach what thus said the Lord. Still teach what thus said the Lord. Still do your duty. Still do your job. Be the very best parent you can be. Be the very best brother you can be. Be the very best cousin you can be. Be the very best uncle you can be. Be the very best auntie you can be. Fulfill your covenant with God by serving his people, by reaching out to the people, by leading them to Christ. That's your covenant today. Whatever God told you the first day that he called you, and when I'm talking about calling, the first day that God came into your heart and you knew for sure that God has changed your life. He gave a covenant. He gave you some commandments. He gave you something to do. And I want you to go and write it down or type it up right now in your phone, or type it up in your iPad. That covenant that you made with God is very important. It's very important that you fulfill that covenant with God. It's very important that you do what God has commanded you to do. All right, y'all. This is the day that the Lord has made. The word of God said that we ought to rejoice and be exceedingly glad therein, because today is another day of hope. Today is another day of covenant. You know, my very best friend, Gregory Scott, he just passed away. And we're going to have his homegoing service on this Tuesday. But that was my very close friend. I mean, my close friend that we grew up as boys together. We played in the woods together. We played on the ball field together. We used to raid the plum trees and raid the apple trees and raid the peach trees together. And every time me and Gregory were together, we were eating something or we were doing something, you know. And now my friend is gone. It's gone. Church of the Living God, we have to take every day as a special day. This is a day that the Lord has made, that we have to take it and rejoice in it and be proud to be living in another day, to be seeing another part of this journey, because tomorrow isn't promised to us. There's no promise that we're going to wake up tomorrow. So I'm asking you to remember the covenant that you made with God. Remember that covenant that you made with God. When you first gave your life to Christ and God gave you your mission has not changed. Your mission has not changed. Now, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. I thank you all for tuning in today. I'm asking you to be ready for the Love Fest we're going to start up. Because of the pandemic, we stopped. We didn't want to create a super spreader event. But now we're getting ready to start back up those events. We're going to go to the hard-hit neighborhood, and we're going to go in there with one intention. That's to stop the violence. It's time for us to put the guns down. We are soldiers in the army of the Lord. We can't be killing each other. We can't be killing up our own soldiers. It's time for us to come out of that mindset. It's time for us to put the guns down. It's time for us to stop murdering and killing each other. It's time for us to renew our covenant with God. It's time for you to go back and reach out to these young teenagers that you see every day. Reach out to these young brothers that you see every day. Reach out to these millennials that you see out here every day. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that God is still God. He's the same God at age 5. He's the same God at age 19. And he's the same God at 20. He's the same God at 30. He's the same God at 40. He's the same God that now you're in your 50s. And God is the same God. He's the same God in your 60s as he was in your 30s. God is a good God, and he is desiring to renew your covenant with him. Renew the covenant that you made with God. Renew that first mission that God gave you when he saved you. It's time for you to go back to that. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel Gant coming to you live. And I promise you that if I was giving out the word like this, that I wouldn't take too long on it. Wouldn't, going to run for the whole hour. But this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. For those of you that have that want to participate, that want to speak at the Love Fest, I'm going to ask you to contact me on my Facebook page. Try to get in contact with me. Those of you that are entertainers that want to perform in the Love Fest, please contact me. Let me know what you want to do, and we'll be there to help you and support you. This is a powerful event. Those of you that are in fashion, that are fashion designers, we need all of you to be there to show the world your fashion, to show what you got, to be part, take part in the fashion show part of the Love Festival, so that we want to support black business. We want to support our designers. We want to wear your clothes. And we all want to work together. All of those of you that have nonprofit organizations, we're asking you to come out and join us in the Love Festival. And all of those of you that have ministries, that all the churches, we need like 100 churches to be involved with us in the Love Fest so that we can reach the maximum amount of people. So we're asking you all to come and take part in the events that we're planning. And, let's go ahead on and take the guns out of the hands of these children. Take the guns out of the hands of these police that are out here trying to murder us. And it's time for us to take a proactive stance to stop the violence and the mass incarceration of our people. All right, y'all, this is the Whole Truth, Nothing But the Truth radio broadcast. Pastor Lionel again coming to you live. And once again, we're coming to you with nothing but the whole truth. Peace and blessings.